Since 1994, Kansas has required that people found to be sexually violent and likely to reoffend be involuntarily confined in a state facility and undergo treatment. The 20-plus patients who sued claimed high staff turnover and inadequate access to treatment made it extremely difficult to complete the program, and had left them in indefinite confinement in prison-like conditions. As of December 2014, there were 243 individuals in the program. Only three had successfully completed it, and another 30 died during confinement. In dismissing the case, U.S. District Judge J. Thomas Martin ruled the plaintiffs failed to state a claim for which relief could be granted. No decision has been made yet about an appeal. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dan Margulies.